Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt and the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting out of Spokane on 96.5 FM on the AM dial at 6:30, and of course, the live streaming. Hopefully you guys had a blessed and a safe Thanksgiving holiday weekend like we did.
That's right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you all, and happy Monday. Oh, hey, we used to have it as a monochromatic Monday, right?
Monochromatic Monday. So we're going to be spilling the truth here, black and white.
That's right.
The way it should be.
Yep, that's for sure. Yeah. And so, yeah, we had an excellent Thanksgiving. It was really, really good. And
yep, really nice. Some friends and some family and some plans that we had made to see some folks, and it was just, it was really nice and relaxing, and yeah, it was just good. And we also really spent some time watching some of these YouTube videos, the movies.
Yeah.
The Book of Acts.
Yep.
And the Book of Peter.
Yes, they're both of them are excellent.
Which are made into movies, really well done, professional, you know, Hollywood level type of productions.
Right.
And it was really cool because then when we were reading those scriptures, we're like, I remember this scene. You know, you've got the picture of the scene and the surroundings and everything, because I know the Book of Acts was like by the letter.
Yeah.
Where they were narrating it. It's pretty cool. So, but yeah, overall, great weekend. And thank you guys for your patience with this. We're not able to do a Sunday night podcast last Sunday. And then this Sunday, you know, with everything going on over the weekend, it's just been a nice break. But it's been 2 weeks, so we're going to make it up for you. we're going to be back on track here this coming Sunday, you know, with the podcast and everything. But we told you we're going to take Thanksgiving weekend off from Thanksgiving, you know, through the weekend, and with the chance of maybe doing a podcast on Sunday. But yeah, so. Yep. All right, break's over. Back to work. But there's so much happening that we are going to be bringing to you every morning here, you know, on the morning commute, covering the coup, which is underway right now, which is an attempted coup against the executive branch.
Yes, it is.
Of our government.
Yep.
And more evidence being unearthed daily, hourly, it feels like.
Right.
So, fortunately, yeah, we will be with you every day, every morning to go over the latest. Somebody, we'll get to the word of the day here in just a sec, but somebody posted something. They said on a chat that I'm involved in, they're like, brothers and sisters, I need some uplifting news. I am just feeling down. I'm not feeling good about the presidential election thing and just the whole situation in our country and the world. Can somebody please share some uplifting scriptures? And several folks did, but so many people are feeling that way.
Right. Well, and it's, you know, it's really interesting. In fact, it's amazing because all of Saturday while we were in Bible study and we do pretty intensive scripture study and everything that we ran across that day was about how much God truly loves his people. And so we're kind of going, wow, it's kind of amazing that everywhere we're turning to either in YouTube videos or in scripture or different sermons that we were listening to, across the board, there were multiple messages that were exactly the same, quoted across all these different formats.
Yeah, unrelated.
We
watch a YouTube
totally
video
unrelated.
And then we would go to do our own Bible scripture and then something else would come up, you know, in a text,
That's right.
Or something, and they're all related. They're all tied together, or the same scripture. So that was pretty cool. But
right,
and just as a whole, a
really uplifting chapter in the Bible to read for right now, if you're kind of feeling that way, is probably what we were reading Saturday, which was Zephaniah chapter 3. We actually read all of Zephaniah, but Zephaniah chapter 3 is particularly wonderful to read. And in fact,
it doesn't seem like that at first. It's like the smackdown.
It talks about the end times.
Yeah.
But it talks about God redeeming his people. And there's a particular phrase, this is not even the word of the day, but a particular phrase that really, really got a hold of me and was very uplifting was Zephaniah 3:17, which says, God will rejoice over you with singing at that time. And both of us just looked at each other as like,
what does that look like?
Wow, I've never even thought about listening to God sing.
Right.
I mean, can you just imagine for a split second listening to the creator of the universe singing?
Right.
And not only that, but
in celebration
over us. Yeah, he's rejoicing over us with his singing. That just truly brought me to tears. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine something that magnificent, you know. So that just kind of was, I don't know, I feel like maybe an underlining of how awesome he is and how much he really does love us.
The
and
first
we need
part
to know
of that,
that.
The first part of that is it's like doom and gloom. It's like, oh, because you've strayed away, you've rejected my edicts, you've rejected me, so here comes the smackdown. And he lays it all out of the horrible things that are gonna happen. But then also he goes into redemption. You know, the redemption and the protection of his people and all of that. So it's really,
that
it was
he will,
cool.
That he'll be protecting us, his people, his chosen ones. And so, but we might as well just get into the word of the day because that kind of coincides with a really good piece of uplifting news.
Great idea.
right. Imagine that, right? So the word of the day for Monday today is comes to us from John chapter 16, verse 33. Now this verse says, "These things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And that was Jesus speaking. And so that verse has always really gotten me, you know. In fact, I remember the first time I read it, I laughed out loud, like, "Oh, really? Wow, that's kind of a quick conclusion, you know? Oh, don't worry if you're being shot at or if you're dodging the enemy or you're being attacked or whatever, you know, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world."
You know? It's all good.
Yeah, don't worry. But truly, when God gives you a bottom line, that it just goes right back to what we were talking about last week. Like, just imagine about being able to forgive. Would you be able to forgive if you suddenly won a bazillion dollars in the lottery, right?
Right.
And yes, of course you would. And it's this is kind of along the same lines, you know. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And so your ending is going to be phenomenal. Our ending with him is going to be so phenomenal. We'll forget about all this stuff.
Right.
So it's an awful lot to keep in mind and keep on the forefront of your mind. You know, just remember he's got us and he loves us more than any of us will ever know.
And right now, we have to cling to that. I mean, I keep saying it. I think it feels like I say it every day. We have to cling to this now more than ever because of the days that we are living in. It is nothing. It's astounding. It is just, I'm just gobsmacked at the level of the cadence of the continuous barrage of lies.
I know.
And information coming from the news. It's like, where are the adults?
I know.
Unreal how wow, this is just unbelievable.
Well, and you know, there's something we already know that lying is a sin and the liars have their space reserved in the lake of fire, the Bible says. And so that you know, last week and the week before when I was really having a hard time with all the lying. I mean, I just, it's too much for me. I can't even stand it. I can't even stand to be lied to once, let alone daily and like fire from a fire hose, you know?
Right.
And so I was just kind of, you know, in prayer, I'm like, Lord, what do we do about all of this lying? And that was the scriptures that I had opened to where, you know, basically the liars and quite a few other people, the cowards, the sorcerers, all of those people, the adulterers, the fornicators, they'll all have their place in the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of like, don't worry about it. Vengeance is mine. And,
right.
and we don't have to worry about taking care of it as yep. far as on this level. I mean, we do in a sense of legal battle. Right.
right.
And so even from that, there was a really, really cool article that I came across that I thought was very uplifting as well, because what this is, you know, we've been talking about holding the media accountable for,
yes,
you know, for this crime of this continual lying to the public and lying about the elections. And so I ran across this article about
this Arizona.
Yes, the Arizona congressman. Yeah, this was on Epoch Times. They reported that the U.S. Republican congressman Paul Gosar, I think that's how you say it, Gosar, says that Arizona's media disinformation may have violated the law and a subliminal messaging law could target the media. And so,
yes.
So they're busy at work with that right now. And so that I thought was just extremely uplifting to know that they're going to pursue them because
yep.
we're tired of this lying, and lying is actually fraud. And so even if they can't get them under the subliminal messaging law and prosecute them that way, they can always prosecute them for fraud. Because I looked up the definition of fraud, not that I don't know it, but just to read it to everybody so
Webster
it's fresh on
dictionary
our,
version.
Yes, fresh on our minds. The definition of fraud is deceit, trickery, specifically intentional perversion of truth in order to induce another to part with something of value or to surrender a legal right.
Wow.
It's also an act of deceiving or misrepresenting, as in a trick. And it's also one who is not what he pretends to be, an imposter, one who defrauds or cheats, one that is not what it seems or is represented to be. It's deception. And so that right
there. And
that's
the definition of
fraud.
Fraud.
And so we are being defrauded. The media is defrauding the public.
Yeah.
And it's illegal.
And members of our own government in the deep state. Members of our intelligence community. Now, apparently, members of the FBI have been named, but that's not a big surprise. They've lost. They blew all their credibility with Comey and all the other shenanigans they've been tied up with.
Yep.
Man, I just, I my prayer is that President Trump will have his hand over that the Lord will have his hand over President Trump to allow him to prevail, which we're convinced that's going to happen. This whole thing's coming unraveled.
Oh, definitely. Yep.
And so much evidence is coming out, I mean, by the hour. And so we're very encouraged. But that's going to make the left explode. That's going to make the deep state use who anything goes. Anything's possible.
Right.
I mean, any type of false flag operation is possible now.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about releasing the Kraken,
yeah.
I mean, in an evil way, I mean, the monster that this is going to unleash is going to be unreal, absolutely incredible.
Well,
he needs to go after, they need to stop saying we're going after these people, and they need to start arresting him and prosecuting him. As soon as
exactly.
he's certified
yep.
and he's like, done, put this garbage behind him and now go for it. Go for broke. Go
yep.
for all of
go
it.
Go for broke, yep,
and
exactly.
we'll back him. We'll be right there with you. Whatever
yep.
you need us to do.
Even if he has to take a month off of everything else in order to get that done,
yeah.
these prosecutions absolutely have to happen. The whole reason
right.
this has been as successful as it has, this election fraud, has been because there are too many of them that remained in their positions from the previous so-called president that will not be named administration, right?
Right.
And so, I think it's very critical that not only are they found out, but they are prosecuted and sent to jail. Specifically, and indefinitely, the media. They yes. are so responsible for, almost all of this stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're I mean, they're at the point now where, I mean, they're so deceptive. If you say, and they have no credibility either. I mean, you could tell someone from CNN, the sky is blue, and they'll say, no, it isn't, right? But now, if CNN reports that the sky is blue, you better run and look out the window because something's off. They're trying to convince you. It's blue. Don't look. Don't look at the wind. Don't look at the sky. It's blue.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look.
Yeah, we better go make sure.
Because they have no credibility at all.
Yep.
They're toast.
Exactly.
But, man, this is just – okay, so we've got – yeah, this is a – Rand Paul released a statement saying that the Trump margin of defeat in four states – these are key states, occurred in four data dumps that happened between 1:34 and 6:31 a.m.
Wow.
While America was sleeping.
Oh, be darn.
Yep.
Wow.
So, and there's the charts. I mean, and the testimony from these statisticians are saying this is an improbability. This is beyond improbable. This is impossible. This is like somebody winning the lottery every day for 6 months.
Yeah.
It's like something's up, right? So, yeah, and they're getting to the bottom of it. And so be encouraged, folks. Be encouraged. Yep. I know it's hard when you're dealing with these ridiculous – we got this COVID scam also that we're dealing with.
Yeah, right. On top of endless lies everywhere you turn to. And so – but
they're
not
saying,
here.
Wear the mask. Wear the mask or we're going to shut down the economy. That was one of the headlines. You know, one of the I think it was the mayor of Detroit that was basically threatening the public. You wear your mask, your outward symbol of compliance and slavery, or we're going to shut down everything and the economy.
Yep.
Even though there's the all of the testimony from medical experts saying this is absolutely ridiculous and wrong. And the masks are not doing what they're claiming. It's not – well, we've already established that. But they're suppressing real scientists and real doctors. It's to support their narrative. More
yes,
of
is.
This disinformation. More of defrauding. So we've got two – we're at war on two fronts.
Yep.
The lockdown using COVID as a lie, what we call a global reset, and getting Trump out of the way through a coup.
Yeah.
Because he is standing in the way of this reset that they're trying to implement right now and using COVID to implement it worldwide.
Well, and the good thing is that Trump knows exactly what's going on, and he is by no means going to concede, not even absolutely none of it. And he knows. He knows he's won. His legal team knows he's won. All the other investigators into this, they know he's won big time. And so we'll go to break. But after the break, I have some information from the Voter Integrity Project. Executive
Good.
Editor Matt Brainerd has a ton of evidence that is being used in multiple lawsuits in multiple states. And really, really good news here too.
I'll chime in a couple places there, I'm sure. But for the most part, I want to clear the plate for segment two, so you can cover all of that nonstop because there's so much. Just in came over from mynorthwest.com. Governor Inslee in Washington says that high transmission risk at restaurants is still super high until we invent a way to eat with masks on.
Well, I don't know why that would be. The virus stops at the edge of your table from what these restaurants say.
Right. You should be able to just, as long as you wear a mask to the and once you're seated, then you could take it off. But no, not good enough. And this group of Democrats, a.k.a. communists, side with the Hospitality Association on indoor dining bans. So, I don't know. We'll look into that, too. But can you believe this? Governor Inslee thinks that we need to continue with the ban on restaurants because the risk is so high until we can invent a way to eat with masks on.
That's right. Just keep trying to intimidate and cause people to be fearful.
Yeah.
You know,
and
for no reason.
As long as the businesses are complying with that,
yeah,
and not resisting at all, let them go. You know what? Go to Idaho to eat.
I know.
I don't care if it's a 3-4 hour drive. I don't care where you live. Go to a neighbor. Yeah, go to Idaho to eat, and let the if the restaurant owners want to be cowards, let them fall.
Let them.
Yep. Oh, I can't afford a lawsuit. Yeah. Well, can you afford to be out of business?
Yeah. I mean, we just talked about how I was willing to basically, I drew my line in the sand over my business. My business was a farm and a horse breeding and training, and that was what my business was. And with them wanting to take my property over and fine me $10,000 a day, I said, okay, I'm not going to pay any fines, and you're not going to fine me. Let's go right here. Let's go at the edge of my property.
Let's go
for it.
Yep, exactly. You're going to lose it all if you don't fight for it. Now's the time to fight. Not 6 months from now. Not a year. When you're not going to be any stronger. You're not going to be any more courageous than now.
Yep, that's right.
You're not going to be stronger. You're not going to be any more financially capable. You're not going to be any more brave than you are right now.
Yep.
So, let's see. This segment is brought to you by Prepping 2.0 with the authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, helping you take your preps to the next level with their podcast, Prepping 2.0. And the website is prepping2-0.com. We will be right back.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back. This is segment two here at the Voice of the American Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And hey, good job, guys, using the coupon code. They're saving yourself some money. The RFR coupon code with Minutemen Coffee.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty cool. So, Lady Liberty, you've got what do you got? You've got stuff and things
and some other stuff.
I know. And more.
Well, it was an interesting thing that came up in the Business Insider. It was reported at noon by the Business Insider that Trump says that the Department of Justice and FBI are in on the ploy to rig the election, and these agencies have been missing in action in his legal battles.
Yes.
And so, which is what we were talking about earlier, that's true. I mean, where have they been? What have they been doing? Have they been all just sitting on their hands and pretending not to notice that anything is going on, right?
Major criminal. You know, this is a massive, this is the largest criminal conspiracy in American history.
Right.
No press releases from the FBI.
I know.
No investigation updates.
I would think that the FBI would be swarming all over these places.
No updates on the investigation. This is just unreal.
It's like crickets out there.
Yeah. It's just like Trump. Well, that's what they want to. They want to give the appearance that he's just out there just banging his own drum and everybody else is trying to live a normal life and ignore the crazy guy over there. Well, right?
And that just shows the level of corruption in their agency.
Big
because
time. They need to be cleared out.
Yep. I mean, just shut them down. I mean, if every agency that is supporting the deep state right now, they just need to be closed down completely. They're not representing Americans anymore. And so what was interesting about that was the Business Insider reported that at noon. And by 3 p.m., so 3 hours later, Epoch Times reported that the FBI suddenly has requested fraud and disenfranchisement evidence from a researcher corporation, I guess, called Voter Integrity Project. And so they reached out to the executive editor, Matt Brainerd, of this Voter Integrity Project, or VIP, for evidence of potential crimes in 2020. And so a quote here says, "The FBI has proactively and directly requested from me the VIP findings that indicates illegal ballots, and by Tuesday we will have delivered to the agency all of our data, including names, addresses, phone numbers, etc." Brainerd stated in a tweet on Sunday.
Yeah, make lots of copies too, because the FBI will lose it.
No kidding.
What documents?
Yeah, or they'll just sit
what
on
laptop?
It. What
laptop?
They'll sit on it for the next year and nothing will be said about it. And so, yeah. But luckily, he has tons of copies, and all of his information is already being used in multiple lawsuits in all of these states that have all this massive election fraud. He also says this data has been used to identify hundreds of thousands of potentially fraudulent ballots in the states where we filed litigation. And he also said that evidence of vote fraud is enough to flip states. And what's interesting about his evidence is he says all the analysis that we've done doesn't really require you to say, trust me about a magical mathematical formula or some pattern we discovered or something that supposedly happened in the software of the voting machines, Brainerd said. I can give you the list of the people who voted in this election, who filed national change of address cards in Georgia, moving themselves to another state. And I can also show you the subsequent state voter registrations of these individuals in other states who then cast early or absentee ballots back in Georgia. I can show you the names of the people and the records of them having voted in multiple states and the raw data that the states make available. So this isn't speculative. This is just what the data shows.
Unbelievable. And that doesn't even touch the Smartmatic machines and Dominion that's switching votes. But, well, we're out of time. So you guys, hey, you be blessed today. Be safe. Thank you for your prayers and your support. And we will talk to you tomorrow morning. This segment was brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense. StrategicSelf-Defense.com. God bless everyone.
Have a wonderful Monday and blessings to all of you.